Every summer off the Santa Barbara coast, dozens of kids take to the water in support of children facing devastating illnesses. The event is called the Keiki Paddle. Diane Bach recently attended this year's relay and files this report.
Fishing vessels, dive boats, pleasure craft, and inflatables set off from the Santa Barbara Harbor and head up the coast. After half an hour, the captains cut their motors and drop paddle boards and kids over their sides.
Guess what you're looking for, to jump in the cold water early in the morning, huh?
Barkley Bastian cheers on his daughter, Jordan. It's early, just past 9 a.m., and the water is a chilly 64 degrees. But that doesn't dampen the enthusiasm of the Keiki paddlers. Keiki is the Hawaiian word for child, and the Keiki paddle is all about kids helping kids.
Battle.
We are going to be paddling about 11 miles with about 120 kids. It's kind of like organizing cats. to raise money for a little boy with a life-threatening illness.
19-year-old Tavis Boyce has been involved with the Keiki paddle since it first began in 2006. That was the year his mom, who had cancer, was the beneficiary of the Friendship Paddle, the Keiki paddle's parent organization.
She passed a few months afterwards. It means the world to me. I mean, this is like my life in a bubble right here. It's kind of like all like my hopes and dreams and like every like my whole past is just kind of, you know, boiled down to this paddle every year.
At the halfway point, the sun burns through the fog and the ocean becomes glassy. A curious seal pops up and takes a look around before slipping back into a kelp bed.
Hey, Keiki paddle, looking good.
Parents and support boats, many are members of the Friendship Paddle, offer encouragement, snacks, and the occasional tow. But for the most part, the kids complete the paddle under their own steam, happy, smiling, and laughing throughout. 3 hours after they begin, they reach their destination on the beach. A celebratory spray from the Harbor Patrol's firefighting boat greets the paddlers. Riding along with one of his best friends, beneficiary Samuel Helfand leads the group to an emotional landing on the shore. Samuel is 7 years old. He was diagnosed with spinal cancer last fall.
This is just incredible emotional support. It's paddle power.
Samuel's mom, Heidi Helfand.
Samuel's been visualizing how all the energy from the paddles is just going to destroy his tumors. Everywhere we turn, we see a familiar face. We see people supporting us. We see kids that have built relationships with Samuel, who we just met. They taught him how to stand up paddleboard. It's a lot of encouragement, a lot of positive energy. It feels great.
Jason DeMizio, a tall, athletic 15-year-old, is a veteran Keiki paddler and one who's experienced this event from both sides.
I had a brain tumor when I was 7, and it grew back when I was 14. I had surgery on it twice, and so they decided to make me the beneficiary for last year's Keiki paddle. I was excited that they picked me, a little nervous, but it was cool. It meant a lot to me.
The beneficiaries are chosen by the Keiki Paddle's Junior Advisory Board, a group of teens who organize and run the event. Board member Chase McFadden.
I got involved with the Keiki paddle kind of on the early side because my dad was the original beneficiary of the Friendship paddle. He had an inoperable brain tumor.
Chase was 7 years old when his dad's friends organized the first Friendship paddle. His dad died 2 years later. Now Chase is 17.
It was kind of my way of giving back after receiving so much love and support. So this allows me to maintain that connection by making the contribution to future recipients of the Keiki paddle.
Each Keiki paddler commits to raising at least $150 in pledges. The board's still counting this year's pledges, but last year's paddle raised $20,000, and the board hopes to top that this year. For the California Report, I'm Diane Bach in Santa Barbara.